Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
You're listening to Chicago's Afternoon News here on 720 WGN. I'm Steve Bertrand. Ashley Banfield joins us on the phone line now. Ashley, welcome.
Hey, Steve. How are you?
Great. And when I say welcome, I mean welcome. Banfield coming to News Nation at March 1st you begin?
March 1st. We launch at 10 p.m. I'm super excited.
Yeah. What's the show going to be about? What are you going to do?
So the show is really a reboot of the Larry King format. Top newsmakers and politicians and celebrities and anybody who has something really interesting to say, and they get to say it in a long format. You know, gone are the days of these 8-minute, 2-minute, 4-minute interviews on cable where everybody's shouting.
Oh, I'm sorry, Ashley, we're out of time. We've got to go. No, I'm kidding you.
That's exactly how I have felt for the last 30 years on cable.
So let's talk a little bit about what happened yesterday at the U.S. Capitol. And I know you've been looking at it, did some reporting on it as well. And I'm interested in, you know, people comparing this to the looting that happened after the George Floyd death. And I think they're different crimes, but explain that for me. How do you see the differences there?
Well, they're definitely, you know, different crimes. And you know, no matter how you look at it, if you're a viewer in the middle of the country and you're just revolted by what you're seeing, whether it's burning down a Wendy's or it's breaking the windows of the Capitol and breaching, you know, the security there, they both feel bad and they both feel the same. But, you know, if you're looking at statutes, they are very different. Federal property brings you into a whole other world of hurt. It's another realm. Federal crimes are different. And political violence is also very different, because now you're treading into the territory of terrorism, and that's very serious.
Do you think there will be domestic terrorism charges out of this?
100%. I have seen multiple images on television where not only caught by surveillance cameras, but also just news cameras, where unmasked people whose faces were clearly visible were physically menacing Capitol Police to breach a barrier and then breaking windows and crawling through them to get into the rotunda, at the point where security officers were then brandishing weapons to protect United States senators. So if there were ever a textbook definition of terrorism, this is it. If you have a political agenda and you are using fear and violence to further that agenda and change course, that is the definition of terrorism. Senators were voting, and these very violent protesters were trying to change the outcome of that vote.
You bring up a good point when it comes to the video, because there were a lot of people during the looting that were caught on video, but they weren't caught on video looting. You know, just because you see someone on the street doesn't mean they committed a crime. We've got a lot of video from yesterday of seeing people actually commit the crimes.
Were they looting, stealing Nikes? No. Did they steal things? Maybe. Maybe there's plenty of surveillance. Listen, you can't walk within an inch of a federal property without being caught on camera. There's surveillance everywhere. They'll be going over dozens and dozens of hours of surveillance video from every single corner of this jurisdiction to find people, and they will find them. Not only that, but Steve, the first order of business is that FBI agents have begun the job of scouring social media, because you just know people were live streaming and FaceTime living all of what they were doing. They haven't maybe scrubbed it, and not everybody's smart enough to realize that, hey, you're actually live streaming your commission of a crime.
Right.
So they'll be scrubbing and looking for everyone's social media, and oftentimes that's how you're caught. But that's not the only way. There are plenty of ways to skin this cat, and there will be numerous arrests and numerous prosecutions, because this was abhorrent. It is a stain on the history of this country, not seen since 1812.
You know, and I think sometimes when we live it, September 11th is the exception, but sometimes when we live it, we don't realize how big it is, because, you know, on the one hand, we're looking at these guys as maybe a bunch of knuckleheads, but we don't exactly understand what happened. I mean, how severe this attack was in many ways yesterday.
Yeah, It's funny because we began this conversation talking about comparing it to looting and rioting and destruction of property. And yes, that is horrible. And it horrifies us the same way, just in that we see such injustice there. Notwithstanding the injustice many of the people who are doing it feel, we are all allowed to feel a certain way and voice those, voice that anger. What you're not allowed to do is commit a crime while doing it. And so if you're going to, break the windows of the Capitol and breach that security and then vandalize, you've entered a different world. I feel for those, and people will be angry with me for saying this, I feel for those who didn't even realize what they were doing. I feel for those who were cajoled into this conspiracy, who were convinced and went along with it, thinking it was nothing more than maybe a misdemeanor. I really feel for those who didn't understand the severity of the crime that they were committing. But to break into a senator's office, to scatter files, throw things around, vandalize, put your feet up on the desk and take a selfie, I think those people knew how serious the crime was. I don't know why they didn't care enough to cover their faces. I don't know why they didn't realize they will go to prison. They will go to prison for that.
And so how do you round up all of these people? Do you establish a commission? Do you leave it to Capitol Police? Or how is it that this will be furthered? Because I think yesterday people were surprised to read that there were only, I think, about 15 or so people arrested.
Yeah, I'm shocked at the limited number of arrests, on property. It doesn't take long. I mean, think about some of the riots that we witnessed in many different jurisdictions over the summer. They found a lot of those people, despite the fact that they were masked and it was dark outside and there weren't a lot of surveillance cameras, on a moving street. They found them anyway. You find them through good gumshoe investigation. And yeah, there will be legions of different officers from different kinds of law enforcement agencies who are already hard at work doing that. And most of it starts with the social media, and much of it will come from the surveillance video.
I think, though, people in Chicago anyway would say that they didn't arrest big numbers in the looting. Maybe there weren't big numbers there, but it certainly looked like it. To say that they're going to find them, I don't know that we would have that much confidence in them. Now, I guess they're going to look harder, and they certainly have a lot more surveillance, and we've all seen the evidence, so maybe that will be the difference. If they are convicted of domestic terrorism, what's the sentence for that? That's life in prison, isn't it?
Listen, the sentencing guidelines give judges leeway, and this is where politics may play into this, because, if you're the incoming Biden administration, yes, you definitely want consequences for what happened. But at the same time, there is a wound in this country, and there are people who feel so aggrieved and so forgotten and so left behind that bringing down the hammer may make that even worse. Now, should you appease people for their points of view with appeasement, with inconsequential sentencing just to try to mend fences? That's not for me to decide. It's for politicians to decide. It's for judges to decide. But yes, terrorism can bring a life sentence. I've often seen 20 years for domestic terrorism. You just can't leave an incendiary device somewhere and then have someone take pity on you because the country's polarized. Again, you're entitled to your opinion. You're not entitled to act in furtherance of it with violence.
Ashley Banfield, thank you for joining us. Look forward to Banfield starting March 1st here on News Nation.
Thanks, Steve. It's great to talk to you.
All right, we'll talk again. You're listening to Chicago's Afternoon News here on 720 WGN.